Hello, everybody. Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for writing. Thank you for your well wishes. Yes, I tried to cut my finger off, but it's bouncing back. It's bouncing back just fine. Thank you very much. And cover it a little while longer, keep it clean. But thank you for all your concern. I feel like I got 50,000 moms out there, but it's nice to know that at least people notice and care. Hey, we're coming to you from the Noble Gold Studios. And you know my mantra, right? The Dodd-Frank Law 2010 says they can keep your money, they can keep your retirement, and that's if they're failing. They don't do it now because they want to keep getting your money and loan out nine times more what you put in, fractional reserve banking. That doesn't bother me as much as they can literally steal what you put in. So what are you going to do about it? You're going to keep operating money in the account, but you're going to invest in things that counter inflation because you ain't making money on your savings account, right? So gold, silver, noble gold, there you go. And they can also get your retirement away from the bank, put it under your control, back with precious metals. And you're going, they can do all that? Yeah, you can. And they do it really inexpensively and professionally. And there's no call centers. There's no pressure. There's no nothing. I have been a customer of Noble Gold for, what is it now? 7.5 going on 8 years. Been an advertiser for going on 9 years. So what I'm telling you folks right now is they're as good a people as I've ever dealt with, and I want you to protect your future. So all you got to do is go to DaveHodgesGold.com, DaveHodgesGold.com, and put your email address in, and I'll send you out an information packet that has Noble Gold's number on it. Just tell them I told you to call, and you'll be off to protecting your nest egg. I got to give a disclaimer. The FTC wants me to tell you there's no guarantees in anything financial, and we agree with giving that. And Noble Gold will tell you the same thing when they talk to you. But listen, I got a long track record of history. And I'm not fearing the dollar collapsing. If it does, it's not going to be nice, but I'm going to be okay. Hey, we have a guest. Second time appearance on the Common Sense Show, Rick Hill. He has a compelling story. Cancer is one of the leading causes of death in America today. And there's a lot that's said, a lot that's written. But there's a couple of really important elements. And we're pretty good at treating the cancer up front. We're not so good at maintaining the success. We're going to focus a lot on that with our guest, Rick Hill. And Rick, I'm so glad to have you back on. This is so important because so many people need to hear this message. And it's almost like I feel like we're doing a humanitarian show here because we live in a toxic environment and our immune systems sometimes aren't capable of handling everything that comes its way. And so here we are. But Rick, tell my audience a little bit about your background.
Well, first, thank you for having me back, Dave.
My pleasure.
That's a high compliment always. And enjoyed the last time I was on, and I'm sure we'll both enjoy this one. Just by way to bring your viewership up to speed, I just celebrated my 50th year of good health. Wow. Since I had stage 3 embryonal cell carcinoma, high grade, which is like stage 4. And so it has been a long, I'm looking down a long hallway. I've heard every excuse that can be made ever by anyone. And I'm here to tell you that in my opinion, and I'll only tell your listeners what I did. I'm not going to tell them what to do. That's practicing medicine without a license.
Yes.
I can get thrown in jail. They try and implicate you.
No, we don't want to do that here. No. But what you can do is tell your story, and we can focus on some neglected parts of recovery that I think people should be mindful of if they ever have to face this.
That's right. And my story is really only novel for two reasons. Number one, it was at the beginning of the movement. Prior to the 60s, there really wasn't much of a integrative, alternative,
yeah,
holistic approach to cancer. But there were a couple of guys, Dr. John Beard and Dr. Ernst Krebs, who came on the scene and really made a splash by suggesting that cancer might be a metabolic deficiency, not much different than scurvy. And they tested their theory in labs, and then they went to clinics. And there were clinics mostly in Mexico, anywhere big pharma didn't have the tight grip that they do in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was at the Mayo Clinic. Here's a letter that I've already shown you. This is a letter from the Mayo Clinic signed by my doctor saying, yeah, you really had it. You're not lying to Dave's audience. You're not making it up. No. And here's the photo which you've seen. That's me. I know I had more hair. Thanks for pointing it out. And it was a lot darker. But golly, I'm thankful to be alive, Dave. And what I went through at the Mayo Clinic, I'll give you Dr. Contreras's one sentence summation after I was on his exam table in Tijuana, Mexico. He looked down, he went, and I said, "Doc, I'm fuzzy on, should I have not made the trip? Am I wasting my time? Too far gone? What?" And he, no. "It's a good thing you came," he said. "All this 16-inch scar you've got, and the morphine you were on recently, and none of it had to happen. None of it. Because the easiest way to beat cancer is to never get it in the first place." And he said, "If you had just had a little bit of counseling and some self determination, you wouldn't have gotten sick." So that's not what happened. So let me tell your listeners what did happen. The year was 1974. I was the administrator at a Christian day school, just been married a year. Wife newly pregnant. I had a nice little bow on my life. And then it all fell apart. I wound up at the Mayo Clinic. They said, "We need to do some exploratory surgery." Didn't have the scans back in those days. So 8.5 hours later, 16-inch scar, surgeon sits on the edge of my bed and says, "Well, you've got it just about everywhere. We operated on your neck, we found it. We operated on your feet, we found it. So we're scheduling today," that was a Friday, "we're scheduling chemotherapy to start Monday." I said, "Okay. I mean, I'm not a doctor. It is the Mayo Clinic, right? I've got good insurance." And so that afternoon, I went down the hall and I went into the chemotherapy ward and sat down next to a couple of guys and said, "My name's Rick. I live down the hall, but I'll be up here on Monday. Let me just ask you a question. If you had it to do over, would you take this chemotherapy?" Dave, to a person, they said, "No way.
I've
No.
heard that a lot too.
I'd go home and take my chances." Now, if you were going to buy a Chevy, that's what you wanted. And you went to three Chevy owners and said, "How do you like your Chevy?" And they went, "Never again." How smart would you have to be to get in your car and drive to a Chevrolet dealer and make a deal? This threw the fear of God into me to hear these guys. Now, I understand doctors say, "Well, you get real sick and then you don't and you get better and all that." But these guys wouldn't have even taken that chance. So here is something that happened to me that I could only explain timing-wise with the Spirit of God. Remember Friday morning, I get a letter, 13-cent stamp. It's from a John Bircher. I don't know if you remember anything about
Oh, I
that.
do.
Okay, kind of
They're
MAGA.
still around, by the way.
Yeah, they are, and they're making a comeback. MAGA on steroids. Really an interesting group. And back then, I was a Detroit greaser when I first encountered them, and I kind of thought, what a clown show. These guys are just not with it. Well, this John Bircher wrote me a note and it said, "Rick, if you want to live, you're going to have to leave the Mayo Clinic." John Ballantyne, Pastor John Ballantyne. So he gave put his phone number. I called him up. I said, "Pastor Ballantyne, I got your letter here. And I got to ask, are you sure you know where I am? I mean, this is the citadel of modern medicine." He said, "Yeah, I agree with that, but I don't think it's medicine you need." Now I'm really intrigued. And I said, "Well, what do you think I need?" He said, "I think you need to go somewhere where they understand the immune system. Because my feeling is your body fully capable of protecting you if you protect your immune system." So I said, "Okay, I got that. Where do you think I ought to go?" I'm grinning, and I think he can hear the grin. "Where do you think I ought to go?" He says, "Well, you get to fly to San Diego." I said, okay. And then he said, yeah, then you get on a bus and you go to Tijuana. I said, Tijuana? I've been to Tijuana. I don't need chiclets. I don't drink tequila. Why do you think I want to go to Tijuana? He says, Rick, you can think what you want, but there are clinics down there, and some of them really have a key on turning your own body onto illness rather than the other way around. And I said, all right, but it doesn't sound professional to me. I've been down there. And he said, let me give you some phone numbers, a couple of patients, a doctor. I made the calls, got Dr. Contreras on the phone, told him my story. He said, well, you're really sick. You are really sick. And I said, well, I don't know what to do. He said, well, then let me ask you a question. He said, if you come down here, are you willing to do everything we ask you to do? And I said, well, I don't know, doc. You might want me to hang by my toenails still dead. I don't know. He said, no, I'm a medical doctor. I even worked in Boston at the Children's Hospital. I'm the real deal. I've got my own clinic now in Mexico where I was born. But what we ask you to do, I need your help. You see, I need to bring your immune system back online. It's offline right now. And you can do this, but I need your help. This is participatory medicine. Now, I never heard that at the Mayo Clinic. It was always what they were going to do to me. We're going to start chemo on Monday. That's an assumptive close. And this guy was saying, if you don't help me, we'll all fail. And I said, well, I just got a phone call. The First Baptist Church of New Ulm is paying my way if I want to go down there. He said, well, but I said, my family's in town. They came into town to see who gets the gold watch. And I said, I'll have to let you know later. So we all hung up and, I flew around and did different things. My family had dinner with me. I stood up after dinner and said, I think I'm going to leave the Mayo Clinic. And they all went. And I said, and I'm planning, maybe I'm going to Tijuana. And I looked up and my family was going like that. And I went around the room, what do you think? What do you think? What do you think? You know? And my brother Sam Hill, if you can believe that, said to me, if you go to TJ, Tijuana, I will never speak to you again.
Really?
I said, well, Sam, that's kind of a hollow threat, don't you think? At
If you
this.
don't go, he won't be able to speak to you again.
That's exactly right. And I got to my dad and he looked at me and he said, ditto. But my father-in-law stood in the gap. He was the only one, stood up and he said, I like the idea. I'll take him and I'll put some money into it.
Okay.
And I said, deal. Now, I got a hold of the chemotherapist, told him what we were planning. I said, what do you think I ought to do? Better question than, what do you want to give me? Long pause, and he said, well, Rick, it is warm in Tijuana this time of year. I said, message delivered, and I appreciate that. I hung up. Now I had two guideposts, three. The church was helping me, my father-in-law was helping me. And the chemotherapist secretly said, we can't do anything for you. I don't think they're going to help you. But if you want to sip tequila on the beach, knock yourself out.
So
So
they basically had given up on you at the Mayo Clinic.
they said I needed all this chemotherapy, but they also described it as so widespread, your neck, your feet, that
Yeah.
in 60 days, this thing was going to be in every organ group I had.
Rick, you can't chemo the whole body.
No, you can't.
And that's
And
basically,
they were dropping hints. It was called actinomycin D. You can look it up later, but it's like battery acid.
Well, I'm going to tell you, it sounds to me like they were padding the insurance pocket. But anyway, that's another story for another time.
Yeah.
So
They'd
you go.
already collected plenty of insurance with 8 hours of surgery at the Mayo Clinic. So let's not feel sorry for him so far.
Like McDonald's, repeat business, and you're in the drive-through lane. I mean, what the hell?
So I got down there, and I'm you know, that's not the subject we'd like to talk about today, but I was there 21 days. That's it. 21 days. And all they gave me, I got three things here. This is why people don't believe it, because it is so simple and so inexpensive that people will go, well, Dr. Schmatz, he delivered me. He wouldn't lie to me. You know, I took B17, but I took it in a liquid form where they inject it intravenously. I took 6 to 9 grams a day, not milligrams, grams. And most AMA people will tell you 9 grams will kill any adult because it has cyanide in it. But so does millet. So do 1,200 different foods that we eat have little amounts of cyanide in it. We've given it a bad rap because if you get lots of it and it's distilled, yes, it will kill you, but this wouldn't. So I had 6 to 9 grams a day, but the most important thing I took was this, the enzymes, because chymotrypsin, trypsin, bromelain, those help digest protein. But what you may not know is that cancer cells form protein coating to protect them from being killed. And so if you take these between meals, not with the meals like you're trying to get some help with that steak you ate, but between meals, it'll go in and remove that coating from the cancer cells. By the way, this happened before you were born to you. Do a study on it. The placenta is developing what is called human chorionic gonadotropin. And I tested pregnant. And no, I'm not woke. I tested pregnant when I was at the Mayo Clinic because that enzyme or that, I'm 74 years old. I'm drawing a blank. Anyway, hormone, the mother has extensively, and it helps in the gestation process.
Yeah.
But about the second month, your mother's pancreas flooded your body and hers with chymotrypsin. And the cancer was killed. And so you did fine, your mom did fine. Here you are, here I am. We all are, but it can get out of control later due to circumstances, and we encourage most of them. So I took this between meals for that 21 days in large quantity. And then I took one more thing, and I'm done with this part of it. Pro B15, which is pangamic acid. It helps oxygenate the body. Muhammad Ali used to take that before fights, okay? And after 21 days, they dismissed me. They said, your cancer markers are much better than when you got here. And my color was coming back. My pain level was dropping because B17 has a natural analgesic in it. Okay. Then they put me on a diet. And the diet was 80% raw and uncooked, organic. For as long as you're willing to do it. And that's where the rubber meets the road, Dave. Because when most people get home from this treatment or low dose chemo or ivermectin or methylene or, you know, name it, however they get the cancer to stop, they say you're in remission. So you pop the champagne, you have your party. And you know they told you to change your diet and to clean things up. But after about 2 months, come on. I mean, it's boring. Did I get bored? Yeah. Food is not for facial entertainment. You know? It is to keep you healthy. And I see it again and again and again is after that remission party, they figure I dodged a bullet. And they go back to what they were doing. 4 to 6 months later, that cancer roars back. much more prolific than it was. And then they're gone. So I'd like to speak to the people, especially that have achieved remission, but they need almost an AA approach to this. They need a sponsor. They need to have someone that calls them when they're, I'm going for pizza and beer tonight. I know I'm not supposed to do it, but I'm really get kind of lonely and
No, I hear you. I hear you.
yeah. So, Dave, I did it for 5 years. I mean, religiously.
That's pretty good. That's much better than most people do for using for a few months.
And I also detoxified for 5 years. And that quickly is I did juicing every day. And I also did fasting. And a couple days a week, I would quit eating, drink a lot of, I liked watermelon juice. I ran it through a Champion juicer. And I would do that. And then after the 2 to 3 days of fasting, I would take a colonic. Now, I get it why people say, what? I was with you right up until now, Rick.
Yeah, I hear you. You said that too.
I would
That got my
say
attention.
I've never enjoyed one. They are not embarrassing, particularly, and they don't hurt. Basically, they put water in your large intestine and flush it out. You know, when Elvis died, he had over 50 pounds of undigested food in his colon, and that putrefies, and the lining of your it is so thin, and some of those poisons leach into your bloodstream, and they call it poison. It gets in there.
Yeah, that's a good word for it.
Yeah. And did you see Elvis the last year he was alive? Face all puffed up.
Yeah, saw that.
I
Looked like he was
mean,
on steroids.
yeah, anything. So, I'm saying if you have had cancer that now is in remission, this is where the challenge begins. Not for the 2 or 3 months that they gave you treatments. That was kind of more in their control.
Yeah,
But
absolutely.
now that you're on your own, what are you going to do? You're going to open that refrigerator and go, I really can't eat anything in here. Open that cupboard door and say, we should get rid of all this stuff. And let's eat fresh fruit and vegetables, 80%. Let's limit the amount of sugar we take greatly. Let's consider even gluten-free. And that's because the wheat has been so changed in our country by Roundup. And you say, well, yeah, but I buy organic, yeah, you got a Roundup farmer here, an organic farmer here, and then the wind blows. How do you keep the Roundup to obey the fence line? You don't.
Yeah.
And even the organic guy goes, I don't get it. I'm doing everything right, and yet my stuff won't test. It's in the air. So we have systematically poisoned ourselves, and we just need to work at it to make sure that we eat carefully. So, what kind of questions do you have that I missed
Well,
in my rant?
let's talk about, okay, so the person gets to their position that trying to think of the best way to put it. Willpower no longer does the job, okay? And temptation takes over. And I'll go back on my diet tomorrow, okay? So,
Manana.
yeah. And so, what's a strategy that people can use that you found effective that people have to realize this is what I've got and I've got to deal with this the rest of my life in the right way?
Well, part of it is it was very helpful to me to have certain scriptures that were encouraging. And when you're losing your life, you need to be encouraged. It's just, you're playing for keeps, man. And I love that story of I being in the way the Lord led me. And we know the story about getting the wife for his son in the well. And if she says, hey, do your camels want a drink? That's the lady you want. It's a great story. I mean, when I read it, I was laughing out loud. And I said, yeah, it didn't hurt that he took probably $500,000 of gold with him, on the camels. But he found the wife. And I look at those guideposts. The Mayo Clinic doctor that said it is warm in Tijuana. My father-in-law that said, you know what? I'll take you down there. First Baptist Church that said, we'll throw some money into this. That I said, I see that as streetlights for me. That as long as I'm in the way, as long as I'm walking in that lane, then I'll be safe and I'll be well. I'm not going to live forever. I'm human. But I don't have to be sick my whole life, like most people. I'm 74, and a lot of the things I see people my age, I don't have.
Let me ask you, when you had the treatment at Mayo Clinic, how long did they give you to live?
Well, they didn't give me an exact time. He said to me, "You the chemotherapy." They put it this way: chemotherapy is mandatory because this cancer is in your lymphatic system. That is a super highway. And in 30 to 60 days, every major organ group you have will be affected. And I said, that doesn't sound very encouraging. He said, we'll do the best we can. So I think I would have died on that hill in Rochester, Minnesota.
Well, I
I
think
don't
there's no
think I would
question.
have ever gotten out of there. And this is 50 years later, you and I are talking. So when people say, well, he never had cancer in the first, no, I showed you the letter. Well, he made it all up. I showed you the picture. You're
Here's a
talking to
question I
me.
have, though, okay? Because by the time you'd gone, clearly the cancer had metastasized.
Oh, yeah. In the lymphatic
Did
system.
you overlook warning signs, or was it just silent?
You mean before I went to
Before you went to the doctor, you thought, hey, I think there might be a problem here. I'm going to go to the doctor. Because it had spread so far, I just wondered, did you miss warning signs
Oh,
about?
no. I presented with testicular cancer and they removed a tumor. In fact, one of my testicles gone. Guys don't like talking about that any more than women like to talk about breast removals. But he said to me, we've got to make sure this hasn't spread. They removed what they could. But evidently, in that area, it can get into the lymphatic system pretty quickly. And so that's why they were operating on my neck, my feet, this whole 16-inch area on my midsection, and they found it wherever they cut. So they said, you are in bad shape. And I didn't want to stick around and wait for that to happen, but I didn't know what to do.
Most
But I
people aren't
found out.
proactive. They just want to believe the doctors. Let me tell you a quick anecdote, and I think there's a link here. I sell this product from NanoSoma, and I want your health back.com/Dave Hodges. 14 months ago, I had pneumonia, got through that pretty easily, but I also had RSV with strip lung linings.
Yeah.
Okay. And I went to doctors. Oh, Dad, bad. You're going to be on oxygen. This is going to happen. That's going to happen. And a pulmonologist, who I knew fairly well, he said, Dave, I don't think it's coming back. Okay. So 3 months later, I go back in his office. In the interim, a friend of mine had said, Dave, you need to take this. And I couldn't walk up a flight of stairs when I started. 2 weeks later, I was up the stairs. I started to do in the gym as best I could. Then I started making progress. By the time the 3rd month came around, I wasn't back to where I was physically, but I was sure getting in the neighborhood and my stamina was a lot better. And so was my breathing. And I go in and the doctor walks in, and he looks at me and he says, what an amazing 3 months. What did you do? What did you do? And I think this applies to what you're talking about here. I actually took this with me and I pulled it out and I said, so much for the prescriptions. I went off everything and started taking this. And I said, I had fairly close to immediate results. He didn't want to hear it. Not invented here.
Exactly.
And he was still amazed. He says, well, you can go off all these medicines, and my A1C was really low and perfect, and my breathing was up tremendously over what I've been tested. And he looked at my body and says, "I can tell you're working out." And he says, "You really think this did this for you?" Yeah. But he didn't want to say another word about it. And by the way, for the audience, I want myhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. That.
Whoa, bring it back. Is that an aerosol? What is that?
Yeah, it's a spray. It's a spray.
And what's the name of it?
NanoSoma liquid. Yeah, I'll email you the address, but it's I want myhealthback.com
Okay.
slash Dave Hodges. And it doesn't cure anything. It raises your immune system properties tremendously. And like vitamin C, vitamin D, nuclear receptor, it affects the telomere length and life, which affects your cells. And I didn't have anything to lose. And it's a friend of mine. He and I are doing some joint business ventures together. Scotty Sachs, a former Hollywood producer, said, "Dave, I had really good luck with this product, and it goes generally, it treats stuff generally because it's immune system functioning. It won't cure anything." But he said, "You got nothing to lose. Do this." And I actually used it every hour in the hour because you can't OD on it because it's natural.
Yeah.
In fact, the FDA categorizes it as a foodstuff. Well, here's the reason I brought this up. I didn't bring it up just to sell to the audience here. Okay. When you're dealing with these cancer doctors, and I've heard this repeatedly from people, we're God, we have all the answers, and if you die, it's your fault, and therefore don't try anything else because if it was worth anything, we'd already be doing it. Am I close?
You're right, dead on.
And that's what I got. That's what I got from doctors. Mainstream doctor, practice, family physician, pulmonologist, who's a good doctor, and I'll still go to him. But man, if it's not invented there, they don't want to hear about it.
Well, the first guy that tells the story doesn't stand a chance. So I
No.
got to give you the antidote to that. I did go back to the Mayo Clinic a year after I'd been home on the program, being consistent. And so I made an appointment with my doctor, and he said, "Sure, I'll see you." So I came, went to the Mayo Clinic. I was living in Minnesota at the time, and I walked in the door of his office. And he looked at me and went, like, "Good grief. The last time I saw this guy, he was a goner."
Yeah, exactly. That's what I got too.
So then he goes like this. And I stopped. I was headed for the chair in front of his desk. And he said, "Before we start, I want you to know that what you did in Tijuana could not have had anything to do with this apparent recovery that you seem to have had."
Apparent
Now,
recovery.
apparent.
Yeah.
So I looked at him and I said, "Doc, you look like a bright guy, but looks can be deceiving. Here's what I know about you that I just learned. You're not a healer. You're a drug salesman. Because a real healer would have said, 'Get in here. What in the world happened to you? Look, I don't think what you did in Tijuana probably could have did this, but I want you to tell me your story. I'm going to take notes and I'm going to do some research because it's amazing that you're here.' That's what you should have said. But this is not part of your narrative. This is not part of your income. And frankly, neither is you and I talking any further." Boom. Turned around on my heel and out the door. So they're not open-minded about it. They love the fact that they're getting huge incomes based on the. I heard it in a cab one night at 3 o'clock in the morning. I won't tell you the story, bumped on an air. We get in this bus to go to a hotel only to come back the next morning. You've done it. And this lady makes herself the entertainment for the ride. She goes, "No, let's all tell what we do and maybe a good story." And I'm thinking, get me out of here. So they go around. The guy right before me, he says, "Well, my name is Dr. Schmatz. And I'm an oncologist, surgical oncologist." And a guy yells from the back of the bus, "How's business, doc?" And he says, "Oh man, I used to take it, but now I just take the really hard cases because business, there are so many people with cancer now that I can pick and choose." And the hair on the back of my neck stood up. So then right after him, they came to me and I turned to him and I said, interesting story, Doc, because I'm one of those people. 15 years ago at the time, 15 years ago, that had, and I gave the name of the surgery they did. And he goes, oh, geez, we don't even do that surgery anymore because it never worked. And I went to, oh, you know,
No,
I
I
just,
hear
yeah.
you. That's a great story. I want to go back to your treatment for a second.
Yeah.
If you were to look specifically at the medical interventions that you got, okay, what do you think turned this around besides changing your lifestyle?
Well, I am a student of the B17 concept.
Okay.
And Dr. Beard and Dr. Krebs can both be researched at length. I mean, they are quite the team. And they came up with this trophoblastic theory of cancer. You could read for months on this theory, how they
Can you
developed
explain
it.
that term and what it means?
Trophoblastic is that placenta concept that I
Okay.
talked about. Yeah, it's that without the pancreatic enzymes being flooded into your mom's system, you wouldn't be here, I wouldn't be here. So, is there a time in life, we have to ask, when we have more of these cells, cancer cells, trophoblast cells? And if the answer is yes, then how do we get rid of them? And how do we know that it works? Well, we know from the birth process that it works. And we know that if we duplicate the chymotrypsin, then we find out that B17, once that protein's been dissolved from the cancer cells, it comes in and will infect only the cancer cells. And that's a long process
Wow.
of. The charges have to be right. You know, it'd take me 15 minutes to explain that, and then I wouldn't understand what I said.
Got it.
But I have read it and I did study it. So I became, over the years, more and more and more. Because, Dave, don't you think I ever sat up in the middle of the night and said, what if my cancer did just go away all by itself? You know,
Well, you know,
I got the Mayo Clinic that said that
it
wasn't going
could.
to
It
happen.
could. And this is why controlled research is needed to rule out a placebo kind of effect.
That's right.
And unfortunately, trying to get modern medicine to look at anything in natural medicine and compare the two, it's like, I don't want to know the truth because I'm afraid of what I'll find.
Well, this cannot be. These are apricot kernels in my bowl here. They look like almonds. They don't taste like almonds. They're a little bit bitter, but I eat about six of those a day. This is 50 years later. And I take one of these 100 milligram tablets. I take the proenzymes between meals and the B15. And I don't expect to ever get cancer again. I mean, 50 years is a pretty good check.
Exactly. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I'm a believer in this concept, not just because I got well, but because very smart, degreed people. You know, I work for Richardson. And his father, John Richardson, MD, treated over 4,000 patients with this process,
Right.
this protocol.
I've interviewed
And
John.
then he was arrested. I mean, his dad.
Yeah, I've interviewed his son, yes.
Yes. And at gunpoint, the federales came into his office, arrested Dr. Richardson and his nurse, threw them in jail, removed his medical license. For doing what I did. And by the way, when I left Tijuana, I had to smuggle this stuff in my underwear. Do I look like a smuggler to you?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I've done that. You're living in Arizona. I won't go to Mexico now because of other factors, but I used to go down across the border. I thought, okay, if I need an antibiotic, I don't want to have to go through the hassle going to the doctor. So I go down there and you could buy it.
Yeah,
Now
you could.
it's all controlled by the cartel and you don't know what you're getting. Seriously, you could be getting fentanyl. And people are playing with their life when they do that now. So I don't suggest anyone do this. But I used to go down there and I would wear boots and I'd stick it down in my boot. The pills I'd buy. And American citizen, yeah. Got anything you want to declare? I'm a happy guy. Can I cross now? And
Yeah, right.
that was how I got through the border check.
But you don't look any more like a smuggler than I do. I
No, I
don't know
know,
what
but
smuggling looks like.
I've been through that. But it's kind of like, too, not to drift too far, but the Rife machine.
Yeah.
I talked about the Nanosoma. It's the whole nine yards. If it's not invented here, we don't want to hear about it, and we'll basically legislate against it. Do you know what Codex Alimentarius is?
I do not.
Okay, not many people do, so don't feel like the Lone Ranger. Back when we had the North American Union, do you remember that attempted merger they were doing? The
Yeah.
Amero and Mexico, Canada, US,
Oh,
all
yeah.
happy nation under George W. Bush. Okay, well, in that provision, if they were going to ever bring together the three nations like a European Union, which is what they tried to do and failed, they had a provision called Codex Alimentarius. It outlawed the private practice and use of natural health applications of any type, and you had to get a prescription for everything. And they already do this in the European Union. In Germany, for example, and this is 10 years old, so it might be more than that now. If you want vitamin C in Germany, you can't just go buy it over the counter. You got to get a doctor's prescription. And rather than paying what it was, $10 a bottle at one time here in America, you'd pay $30 a bottle in Germany. And they had taken over natural health care. And that's what they tried to do with Codex Alimentarius.
Well, that's, what they hate about this is they cannot patent it because it's a food item. And it made my story hard for me to believe because I had to tell my family, I'm going to leave the Mayo Clinic.
I hear you.
I'm going to go to Tijuana. I'm having ground up apricot oil injected in my veins.
Hey, I
And
need you to hold for one second. We got a technical issue I got to straighten out. Okay. All that, I think it's important to know, but what I want my audience to take away, okay, we got the B17, the seeds, and we'll finish with that because I want people to know how to get that. But what about post-recovery again? We kind of got to a point where temptation takes over, willpower fades. How did you maintain, how did you eventually stay on the right track? Was it just going to the right supplements or what was it?
Well, it was difficult because I want you to run the clock back 50 years. There were no health food stores in our city.
No, that's fair.
There were no health food aisles in our grocery store. You went to the Piggly Wiggly 50 years ago. There was no, yeah, there was nothing. And so we really had to rely on people sharing with us canned or, where they'd put up stuff in jars, foods, frozen meat. Although I didn't eat much meat, frozen foods, we struggled with it for a while. Now today, if you could say it's a little bit easier, but I don't think more people are sticking with it because you have so many options today. And people don't even exercise. They spend all day on their screens, and people are not, they are. They are diagnosed earlier. I'll give you that. But the numbers of people that are dying are about the same.
Well, we haven't changed our treatment regimens and mainstream cancer treatment since the 80s. I mean, there's been very little improvement.
Yeah, still cut, burn, and poison.
Exactly.
And they
Exactly.
hate when we say that, but what is it if it isn't that?
I know of some people that are looking at frequency, but they got to keep it out of the purview of the FDA just to do the experiments on animals. And I'm not going to say any more than that. And FDA, I won't talk to you, Fifth Amendment. Anyway, frequency is the future of a lot of medicine, not all of it, but a lot of it. And yet, mainstream media is begrudgingly looking at some of those breakthroughs now. And I hear what you're saying, and it is a shame. I've known other people that have gone south to Mexico, not just for cancer, but for other medical treatments they can't get here, or they can't get here at a reasonable price. And
Stem
it's
cells. A lot of people go to Mexico to get stem cells on their knees. The dendritic vaccines. The Ways of Hope is now supplying those. There are people. I feel like the amount of research that was done on Laetrile B17 And the subsequent people like me that didn't just get well, they stayed well if they follow the protocol. I don't look, I read about ivermectin, I read about fenbendazole. It's not that I don't know they're out there. I just, for me, I found something that works.
Yeah, I hear you.
And so why keep hunting, you know?
I agree. And punting is a good term. The seeds that you take, do you have to chew them? Because you said they're bitter. Could you just take swallow them whole like pills with
I
water?
don't think so. No, they got sharp edges, but they're so little. I showed you a bowl so you didn't
Yeah.
get
So you
scale.
have to chew them up.
Yeah, and they're a little bit bitter, but we also have the B17 in 100 milligram capsules, which is about six of these seeds. So if you don't like the taste, get the 100 milligram capsules. One jar lasts you about 3 months.
Do you have any idea which is more effective, the seeds or the capsules?
I don't know because I mean, I don't think there is any difference because literally the capsules are if you grind these up into a powder and put them in the capsule, that's all they are.
Okay.
Yeah. And the liquid, we even make an apricot face oil, and it is, if you take those seeds and crush them, really, an oil comes out of it. And I put it, I'm not getting any younger, and I put it on my face. I even put it on my hair a little bit. But what I'd like your listeners to know is that unless you've changed it, and I don't think you have, you set up a discount if they do business with my company, our company, RNC Richardson Nutritional, RNCstore.com.
RNCstore.com. Yeah, and I believe our coupon code for the discounts, Dave.
Dave.
Yeah,
And that
so
was
pretty
great. You set
simple.
that up. They get 10% off
Well,
with.
actually, it was John Richardson that set it up a couple of years ago when I started interviewing him, and he does a great job. And I'm so glad to see you align. And I got to give John credit for picking you out with your story and making you part of it. I mean, you're the walking poster child for what good health care is all about. And a lot of the best health care is natural. It's not the only health care. There's things I'll go to a doctor for. But I will tell you this. Here's another cheap plug, and I don't mean it this way. I cut the literal crap out of my finger.
I see that.
I needed stitches. And it's been a week now, and it's starting to close up. I'm just covering it to protect it. And I wash it, and I'll change this again in a couple hours. But I use this cream here. Okay? And I know people have used this on cuts and burns. And so I thought, well, okay, I'm going to try this because I don't want to go sit 6 hours in an emergency room. Because this was, I think it was, yeah, it was last Saturday when I did this. I don't want to sit in an emergency room for 6 hours and watch all the non-citizens get treated before me, which is what seemingly happens. And then I don't want to go through it. Oh, we're going to deaden it and then stitch it up. And then I don't have that kind of time. I said, I'm going to see if this will really work like I'm told. And I put this cream on. Again, it's from iwantmyhealthback.com. And I put the cream on and it's closing up. And
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I needed stitches. My wife was saying, you need stitches. I says, no, I got natural health care.
Well, you're preaching to the choir because I see, I live in San Diego, and that is a suburb of San Diego is El Cajon, California. Do you know which famous person was from El Cajon?
I know a
Royal
lot of
Rife.
cartels there. Who was famous that was there?
Royal Rife. The
Oh, the
Rife
Rife machine.
microscope.
Yes. Yeah.
And same story. Federales came in, guns
Oh,
drawn,
yeah.
took his microscope. We called it a microscope, took his invention away, took his notes, terminated his medical license, and the poor guy died sitting in El Cajon bars, drowning his sorrows. I mean, what, big pharma. If Bobby came into my office right now, Bobby Kennedy. Thank God for Bobby Kennedy so far. He came in here and he looked at the screen. And he said, okay, you got Dave Hodges on there. And are you talking about the stuff on your desk here? Yeah. Laetrile, right? B17? Yeah. Well, I think the jury's still out on that. I said, Bobby, all right, look, I'm not going to convince you, but I'm still here. Thousands of us are still here. But even if you never believe in it, all I want from you is freedom of choice.
Yeah.
I don't ever want to smuggle this again. I don't ever want my doctor to say, I could get that for you and help you with it, the injections, but I don't want to be thrown in jail. Bobby, freedom of choice. As long as it doesn't hurt people, and as long as there's some evidence that has an analgesic or a curative, or I don't think cancer is ever cured. I think it's controlled, like you said. But that's what I want from him. Freedom of choice. That's what we need out here. And then we need some people that will keep doing it after they get home. Because I have
That's the
seen
key. That's the
so
key.
many people die needlessly because they got bored, or
No,
their
I'm going to
friends
tell you,
wouldn't go out with them anymore.
Rick, I'm going to tell you, as I think this 33, and I have background in mental health, and I was a therapist for a while. I think I have the answer for that problem. You see the doctors constantly when you're in remission and coming out of, the problem initially, but then those visits get kind of spaced out. And that's where the problem starts. People need a support group to hold each other accountable.
Well, I said the AA model looks good to me.
Exactly. That's a good analogy. I like that.
And I'm going to work on it. I'd love to have your viewers just get three basic products. It's called
Show us.
the Prevention Bundle. These are for people that are either in remission or have never had cancer. Prevention Bundle is
Got it.
three products, and they can get those at a discount if they'll put Dave when they check out. It'll say discount code. You write Dave, and you'll get a good discount. And that would be a good place to start because the guy that brought all this to light, Dr. Beard, said the best way to treat cancer is to never get it in the first place.
That's true.
And if you start on these products, he says, an MD says, pretty hard to get it if those cells are being protected,
Exactly. Yeah.
like your mother did.
We're almost out of time, but I want to make sure that people have an opportunity. If you thought this was convincing at all, people, you might want to think about getting on this as a preventative. And also, if you're going through the walk, unfortunately, you may want to use this as a supplement. Just don't tell your doctor because you'll get the not invented here syndrome answer from big
Yeah, send that to
from
me, you
pharma.
promise. Okay.
Yeah, I will definitely send that to you because
I
I'm
mean the link. I want the link.
the stuff is absolutely fantastic. Anyway, listen, I'm sorry, the rncstore.com.
No,
Just RNC, okay.
rncstore.com.
That's why I asked you.
Yep.
rncstore.com, coupon code Dave for the discount, and you get the bundle. And I'm telling you, people, I think this is something really worth looking at. This is a company that's expanding and growing in popularity for a reason. They're doing seminars. Every time you guys have a seminar, though, and I want to go to it, I'm out of town and I'm doing something. It's just every time because the next one you have, and I'm in town, I'm there. It's
Okay, we'd
just
love to have you
but the
there.
last two, yeah, John sends me these invites, and I want to go, and I'm thinking I've already got a trip scheduled. I can't do that. I'm speaking at this conference, but it is really tremendous, and people, I'd encourage you really to take advantage of this and. One of the things too, I'd say too, if you're coming out of cancer treatment and you're being a good boy or girl right now, that may not last forever. You need to have a support group. You need people to hold you accountable to make sure you stay with the treatment. Rick, it's been a pleasure having you back on. And God bless you guys for the work you're doing to help people.
And back at you, Dave. You're helping a lot of people with this show.
I hope so. I hope so. I hope that one day the Lord says to me, good job, loyal and faithful servant. I
Yeah.
hope so. And I appreciate the comment. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you back here again next time. God bless all of you.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.